From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Friday, July 12th. The city of Chico is testing the water at its sanctioned alternative campsite for unhoused residents at Eaton Road. As NSPR's Addie White reports, this comes after some residents there reported getting sick.
Volunteers with homeless aid organizations in Chico say while visiting the encampment during the ongoing heat wave, unhoused residents there said they had stomach illness and were afraid to drink the water at the site. This led to a community member testing the drinking water with an at-home kit, in part to alleviate fears. But their results came back for coliform bacteria, which can be an indicator of water contamination. The community member told NSPR the results were shared with the city with the hopes it would do its own more accurate test. City Manager Mark Sorensen confirmed the city is now doing a lab test through an independent contractor and reiterated that samples need to be collected by a certified sampler and lab tested to ensure accurate results. The city has not yet responded to a question about whether residents at the camp were advised not to drink the water in the meantime or if the city would deliver bottled water. The Butte County Public Health Department said one case of Shigella has been detected at the encampment. Shigella spreads easily from person to person through contaminated water, surfaces, or food. It can cause diarrhea or stomach pain. Public Health said the detected Shigella case was traced to a May outbreak of the virus at an encampment in Oroville. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
Butte County saw another grass fire yesterday afternoon. Forward progress was stopped for the fire in a few hours. It's now 30% contained. CAL FIRE Public Information Officer Rick Carhart said it moved quickly at first.
The first engine at scene got there, realized that we're going to need more resources, and immediately called for more engines and more water tenders and other equipment.
The fire prompted evacuation orders and warnings in Palermo. They've since been lifted. Carhart said it was yet another reminder.
But we are very, very much still in fire season and dangerous fire weather conditions.
After the destructive Thompson fire last week, Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey urged residents to know their zone. He said communities should also continue to be ready to evacuate. And California's insurance commissioner has ordered insurance companies to keep policies in place for those affected by the Thompson fire. The order prevents companies from canceling or not renewing policies for the next year. People living in the burn scar and in surrounding zip codes will be protected, regardless of whether they suffered a loss. The Thompson fire began last week north of Oroville and burned nearly 4,000 acres. According to CAL FIRE, 8 structures were damaged and 26 were destroyed. And in similar news, California's 6th largest home insurer is asking regulators to approve the biggest rate increase the state has seen in the last 3 years. NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a closer look.
The average homeowner with Allstate could face a rate increase of more than 34%. That's according to reporting by the San Francisco Chronicle. An estimated 350,000 homeowners would be affected if the California Department of Insurance approves the company's request. The paper reports that some customers' premiums could drop by more than 50% under the proposal, but most premiums would increase, some by as much as sixfold. Many insurers in California have sought large rate increases in the past few years, citing increased costs due to wildfire losses, inflation, and escalating rebuilding costs, and some have left the state. The California Department of Insurance is reviewing the request and will decide on any increases and when the change could go into effect. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Very hot temperatures and low humidity over the past few weeks have increased the risk of fire in the mountains. And now there's a new threat, isolated thunderstorms. Meteorologists are keeping an eye out for possible fire starts Saturday and Sunday because of a 10 to 20% chance of lightning, gusty winds, and small hail. Idomis Del Valle Shoemaker is with the National Weather Service.
We have extended our heat products through Saturday evening because we'll continue to see hot temperatures and warm overnight lows. And hot and dry conditions will continue to bring elevated fire weather conditions.
Meanwhile, in the North State, an excessive heat warning set to end Friday night has been extended to Saturday night.
We'll continue to monitor the potential for isolated thunderstorms this weekend along the Sierra Crest, mainly south of Highway 50.
The daytime high in Redding is expected to be near 112 degrees Saturday. Highs will hover around 100 degrees Sunday through early next week at least. And finally, with triple-digit temperatures expected to continue through at least the weekend, according to the National Weather Service, Yuba County reports it recently opened a cooling center at the New Beginnings Wesleyan Church in Marysville. It's open through Friday. The county is also encouraging residents to go to the local library or the Yuba Sutter Mall if they do not have air conditioning. Those who need a ride to the cooling center can call the Regional Emergency Shelter Team. Sutter County also opened a cooling center at the Veterans Hall in Yuba City. And those are your headlines for Friday, July 12th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Noor Grove.